Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for November 3rd to the 9th, 2012. Israeli military invaded into Palestinian communities 92 times this week. In the meantime, Palestinians expressed rejection to statements made by the Palestinian president on an Israeli TV channel. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with an unviolent activities organized in the West Bank. Israeli troops used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets to suppress Friday's anti-wall protests. One civilian was injured and two were arrested by Israeli troops. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya has the story.
This week, protests were organized at the villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and Nabi Saleh in the central West Bank, as well as Al-Masara village, southern West Bank. One Italian man, 50 years old, was injured when a gas bomb hit him in his leg at the anti-war protest organized at Bil'in village. Villagers and their supporters managed to reach the Israeli wall. Soldiers stationed there fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at them, injuring the Italian man. Many were also treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Israeli soldiers also used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets to suppress the anti-war protest at the nearby village of Na'lin. The protest started after the midday prayers. Then villagers and their international and Israeli supporters marched up the Israeli wall built on lands owned by local farmers. As soon as people reached the wall, Israeli troops attacked them. Many protesters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Also in central West Bank, at Nabi Saleh village, Israeli troops attacked the villagers and their supporters before they left the village to get to lands Israeli took to build the wall and a new settlement on. No injuries were reported this week. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers arrested on Friday two internationals at a protester organized near the illegal settlement block of Kfar Atzion in southern West Bank. Palestinian activists, along with international and Israeli supporters, managed to close the settlers' road. Soldiers arrived and attacked them using rifle pots and batons. Later, soldiers arrested two international supporters and took them to an unknown location. Also in southern West Bank on Friday, Israeli troops stopped the weekly anti-war protest at the village of Al-Masara entrance and forced people back into the village using rifle pots and batons. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Kumsiya.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas' remarks to an Israeli TV channel bred this week some reactions at the local arena. Meanwhile, Palestinian Authority insists on a UN move to win recognition of a non-member state. This and more by IMEMC's Catherine Anderson.
In the Gaza Strip, Palestinian masses, driven by the ruling Hamas party, took to the streets of Gaza to protest latest remarks by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Abbas was quoted by Israeli TV supporting a two-state solution with Gaza, West Bank, and East Jerusalem as the boundaries for a future Palestinian state. Also, Abbas stated such boundaries are the borders for Palestine and the remaining lands are Israeli. As for the right of millions of Palestinians to return back to historical Palestine, from which they were displaced by Israel in 1948, the president believed that he would not return back to Safed, his hometown, something viewed as renouncing the right of return. In the meantime, Palestinian Authority has insisted on submitting the request of the United Nations for recognition of Palestine as a non-member state of the UN. Wazil Abu Yosef, a Palestinian official, stated that the PA is determined to go ahead despite some reservations by some world countries. Abu Yosef responded to some media reports suggesting the U.S. will ask the Palestinian Authority to delay the move until the U.S. President Barack Obama delivers his nation address. Obama won a second term in office following this week's election. In the Gaza Strip, Palestinian Prime Minister of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, criticized Abbas's remark on the right of return. Gaza is waiting for an expected visit by the Turkish Prime Minister to Gaza. Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he would invite President Abbas to join him during this expected visit to Gaza. A Hamas MP from Gaza, Yahya Moussa, withdrew Abbas's invitation amidst local and Arab calls for Abbas's Fatah party and Hamas to reconcile, maintaining a five-year political split between the two sides. For IMEMC News, I am Catherine Anderson.
This week, the Israeli military conducted at least 92 military incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza. During these incursions, Israeli soldiers arrested at least 60 Palestinians, including 5 children. One man was shot dead by Israeli troops near the Gaza borders this week as well. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura with the details.
On Sunday evening, a young Palestinian man was shot and killed by Israeli army fire east of the Buraj refugee camp in central Gaza. The man was left to bleed to death for 6 hours as the soldiers prevented a Palestinian ambulance crew from reaching him. Local sources said that Ahmed al-Nabahin, 20, was injured by rounds of live ammunition fired at him by Israeli soldiers as he approached the border fence. In the West Bank this week, army invasions were focused in the cities of Nablus and Jenin, northern West Bank, and Hebron in the south. Two limited invasions were also reported at the borders near Gaza City as well. Among those arrested this week from the West Bank was the wife of the Palestinian prisoner Bassem Saadi, who is in turn went on hunger strike this week in protest of the arresting of his wife. Moreover, Israeli soldiers demolished on Tuesday 2 Palestinian homes, a barn and 2 wells, and handed demolition orders against 4 more homes in the village of Al-Darrat and Al-Jawaya, south of Hebron, in the southern part of the West Bank. The army wants to evict the Palestinians in order to declare the area as a closed military zone to be used for military training. Elsewhere, Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian farmers near the southern West Bank city of Hebron on Thursday. Farmers told local news that armed settlers attacked them on Thursday midday, then stole their olives that they harvested all morning. In another incident earlier on Thursday morning, Israeli army bulldozers uprooted 30 olive trees that belonged to farmers of Nahalin village near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. Witnesses said that soldiers surrounded the village and did not allow farmers to reach their lands as bulldozers uprooted the trees. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for November 3rd to the 9th, 2012, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rishmawi.